Today, visiting with Jennifer Hansen. She is the executive director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, good morning.
Back. She missed last time. Didn't feel well.
You know, I had no voice. So
that was it, too.
I woke up and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be very productive on the air. So
did that. But anyway, you sent Holly.
Yes.
Interested. It was a very busy morning for her because they were painting garbage cans and all that stuff. So
all the fun projects that she's working on. Yes. But those kids, kids with Edge have been very busy downtown, and so it's exciting to see just the fruits of their labor now come to fruition.
You know, you like that, seeing young people
absolutely
getting tied in. One, you know, they have a connection then.
Well, and they have ownership of something that's happening downtown, and I think that from what I've gathered, you know, I'm in the office with Holly every day, and we talk through just navigating all of these paths to really bring revitalize the downtown through historic preservation and all of the pieces that are there. And everyone we talk with, everyone that's sitting around those team tables, are just really excited about getting it done. They all see the need for it, and they see what could be after this work is done. It's gonna take time. We had a great conversation. In fact, our last Coffee and Connections was on Tuesday, and Matt Wheatmaker with Jefferson Matters came to give have a conversation with us about strategies for success. They, of course, recently won a national award from Main Street America, and as just really highlighting the work that they've done over the last 12 years. They've been a Main Street community for 12 years, and so from start to finish, really how much work and collaboration and small wins and big wins have come along the way, and really just some of the most iconic things, even like for their rooftop art, really just came out of somebody going, man, you know what, would be cool? and ultimately then one step in front of the other to getting it done. And so there are tools and grants and things like that out there, but they're not for the faint of heart. You've got to have the diligence and the foresight to go through them.
Is that kind of really one of the big things he talked about? Because it does, I mean, you know, to build a consistent, and they've been consistently coming up with stuff every year, every couple of years maybe. Yeah, they've got a casino that does provide them with some additional resources, but really it's people driven.
Absolutely, it's people driven. And it's, you know, one of the things we've even talked about, and again, it's nuance if you want to think that way, but ultimately he talked about how they don't have committees, they have teams. And really the way that they work as a team, it's action driven, and it's work driven. And so collaboration is a part of it. They know that. And so if you've been in government work, maybe you've been in other boards and other things, then you know, like, well, gee whiz, that's a committee. But not everyone thinks of a committee the same way. And so ultimately being able to just start from the onset to understand what the goal here is. That rooftop, the rooftop art, and for those who aren't familiar with Jefferson, they've got an iconic bell tower that you can go up and see just amazing views of the town and of course of the area. And so, you know, when you're up in this bell tower, you look over to the downtown area and you see a lot of tops of buildings. And so somebody stood up there and said to themselves and maybe then to their husband that, you know what would be cool? You know what would be really neat to have some interest when you're up here and to have something that really draws you in. And so, my gosh, can you imagine all the things you have to think about, not only just to have public art, right? All the things you have to think about to have a series of public art on top of building owners' roofs.
Yeah.
And so the materials you'd have to use, and he kind of went into some of that too, of trying new things, trying things that, you know, may fail over time, but then trying a different thing. And so ultimately for the goal of this, of bringing a beautiful and really beautifying the downtown in a new way. And of course, what started with the rooftops, you know, there was a little bit of public art here and there. Mm-hmm. Just like we even have downtown Boone. And then that grew as a part of that, of the rooftop series, and it just kind of all blooms. And of course, now we're 12 years in, success will build on success. So it's tough for those of us in this office to, on one hand, we recognize the power of what has other communities have done, mm-hmm. right? We can recognize and value what other communities have done. And so when folks come over to the office or we're chatting out in public and like, oh gosh, you should see what so-and-so is doing. Oh my gosh, you should see. If they can do it, we can do it too. Absolutely, 100%, yes. We also have to recognize that what they did and that what we have to do is the trudging through the mud sometimes.
You gotta do
is
it.
the work because of the vision that you have in front of you.
Can you tell she's excited if Main Street succeeds? Yes, it is.
Oh, well, it's an incredible opportunity. They handed us a toolbox. Yeah. They, you know, the state of Iowa handed us a toolbox, and those tools are worth tens of thousands of dollars. And so, yes, I'm excited about what Main Street Iowa can do in this community. You know, there's some of us who have felt like we should have been a Main Street a long time ago. But ultimately, we have this opportunity, and we are going to make the very best of it that we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the chamber side of things, you've got, first of all, we've got some things that are coming up as well after your Coffee Connections, which I'm guessing you had a pretty good crowd there because... The recognition, people want to kind of catch it and see.
Well, okay. Again, I think there's so many...
Get those ideas.
There are a lot of different entities, a lot of different people who are interested in different parts of the downtown work. And so certainly we had building owners down there over with us at Cobblestone. We had other Main Street community leaders there. So we had Travis Tavalier. We had Emily with Nevada. So I'm sorry, Travis, of course, is with Ames and Ames Alliance. And we had Emily from Nevada and her board president. And so ultimately, those guys now, while they have this toolbox, and now they're looking to Matt and his team to help them, you know, just gee whiz, you know, he may have done some things differently than they're trying to get initiated in their communities. So ultimately, kind of no matter how you're approaching this, we can all learn something. And so certainly from my perspective on a countywide level, all of these pieces all the tools, you know, State of Iowa may have given us some very, very valuable tools, but they and them themselves can be replicated. And so we might not have a branding professional from South Carolina come in and, you know, hand another Boone County community a $20,000 branding package.
Sure.
But ultimately, one can take branding seriously and look at how you can maybe identify different pieces of your community to create a vision and a graphic vision that can help translate your message. But ultimately, those are things that then I get to kind of absorb and evaluate and really then bring into different contexts.
So, and out there to help.
Absolutely.
We do have, I mean, you know, we know Madrid kind of leans towards the trail.
Well, I mean,
obviously, it's iconic.
Oh, gosh. And that's, all of these different communities have unique pieces of them. And yet, though, roads need to be laid. So we were talking about this, and I've said this probably a million times. We're not doing brain surgery here. This is not a highly technical situation. Roads have to be paved, whether you're in a town of 300 people versus 3,000. You know. So, and yet though, how those roads are paved, right? The materials you're using for those roads, how long the roads are, those are going to be different and be hyper local. And so, it's evaluating all of the opportunities that are out there, what other people have done for this situation or that, and then looking at your own and saying, gee whiz, what are some of the tools I can use in my space and who can help me?
When you talked about branding, that was one of the interesting things, because We've seen what Iowa Workforce Development has been doing. Mm. Actually, I was reading their press release, and I'm going, this looks like something Jennifer's been doing for a couple of years.
I'm sure they started it way before I got to the
room. We don't know what they're doing, but the big thing that you've been working on is on the workforce side is we're here not just for people that are looking for positions. We're here for those businesses that are looking for people, and how do you attract those people?
And you know, I think that I talk to a lot of companies who are in this space where they are, they're too big, they've got too much work on themselves, and maybe I'm talking to a business owner or a two or three man shop, and they're at a point where they're breaking their backs trying to meet the needs of all of the business that's coming, but they're not necessarily in a place where they feel like they can hire someone else. And so they certainly don't want to lose any of the business, and that's why they're breaking their backs, you know, coming in at 6 a.m. and leaving at 10 p.m. and taking their work home with them. But ultimately, they don't feel like they can turn that corner to hire another person. And we all know that it's not sustainable to have that kind of lifestyle where you're not able to really appreciate and really enjoy your well-rounded life. And yet, though, how do we help those businesses, A, truly afford another person, but also then feel like, okay, not only can I see this person coming in, but I can even see past them. I can see past this one additional team member and look at building my team up and, you know, to five more people in the next 5 years, you know, whatever it is. And so it's really having, giving the businesses the tools that can allow them both financially and finding opportunities for growth in their space so that they can, not only can they grow, we all know that these businesses can grow, but allowing those business owners to really feel able to and really feel confident in doing so. And so, and Iowa Workforce Development, Iowa Works for that matter, has been very, very helpful for me, still being very new in this space, to really identify all the different initiatives and opportunities that are out there for our workers and for our businesses. So just talking to, one of the other things too, at the Small Business Development Center, there are grants out there for developing new technology and processes. There's grants out there for development and for a revolving loan opportunity. There's grants out there for major machinery and how to. So it's really helping me to identify what's out there, and then as I'm coming alongside and getting to know different companies and getting to know what they're truly doing inside those buildings, really allows me to go, okay, I wonder if this would be, you know, dumb question, you know, would this type of thing be something that you would want to know more about, right? Sure. And then entering in those conversations, and then either if I'm able to provide them info, fantastic. Otherwise, if maybe there's someone else I can connect them to, then that's even better.
I was going to say, one of your recent Red Coat visits, people tend to not even realize what's out there, again, for the connectors.
Yes. Livia, yes. Yeah. And that's a fascinating.
And I didn't even remember the name change, but I remembered when they first came.
Yeah, they were Thermomats before.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating company, and finding out what they do. And it's, you know, he says it himself, when we were out there talking to Brad Nassett, who's the director of North American operations, knowing that you may not see our work, you're not going to recognize that we've touched this building or that building, but he was putting up these buildings that they've built with those connectors, and working with concrete, and how they've allowed buildings to be built in such a way that they're incredibly strong and sustainable and efficient. And so I walked out of that one in particular going, gosh, I love my job, because I really get to take a deep dive into such a variety of businesses and such a variety of industries that I never knew what would have, let alone that are making their headquarters, here in Boone, Iowa.
Just sitting right there.
Yep.
And going to have a big neighbor coming in there, too.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, I know that among the many things, and again, that when you were talking about some of the workforce opportunities, things like that, the one thing, and I always look at, people will say, well, you know, I've applied a lot of different places for jobs and stuff like that, but the employers that really that you're working with, and they are looking for people that have skills, certain skills. That's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that certainly I'll put a plug out there for what we call hashtag Workforce Wednesday. So when you're you can get on your computer or Facebook or Instagram or what have you, and just look for hashtag Workforce Wednesday. And every week we are pumping out either a list of jobs that are available in the area, or gee whiz, here's a new program that DMACC has put out there for CDL drive, here's something going on. Here's a job fair over at the hospital. So all of these various opportunities to allow those who are looking for their next step to not only find their next step here in Boone, Iowa, but then to be able to be equipped with those with taking that space on. And so again, some of it, as we all know, it can be done. We put our minds to it. These can be accomplished, but let's give folks the confidence. Let's give folks really feel good about taking up those tools, and just feel like there's a plethora of opportunities out there for them, and that they're here in their own backyard.
Okay. One thing I wanted to make sure I asked you is about the LEAD program, because I know we're getting people signed. It's going to be starting up in September. September through May, I think, is it?
September through May, yep. And we are actually, so we'll start pumping out information on each of those speakers. We do have a couple of spots left for those who are interested in taking a look, interested in participating. But in that same space of not only just giving the folks the tools and the know-how and the civic education, but also that professional skill set to be able to then apply some of these pieces that they'll hear about in the various sessions, but really be able to apply that back to their own jobs today. So, you know, it's one thing to take a tour of AgCertain and of farming and really understand the quantity and variety of our agricultural industries in Boone County, but it's another thing to be able to bring data, strategic planning around data analysis and how to make decisions based on the data in front of you, and really be able to absorb, you know, when you've got sheets and sheets of numbers and you're just like, bleh, you know, what is it? So, you know, really being able
to boil down to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And really be able to look at your own work. I spent probably 3 hours on a budget around a golf tournament. And so ultimately, but being able to take a look at those numbers and in order to make strategic decisions going forward is something we all can be strengthened in, and we all can be productive in. So I'm super excited about the sessions themselves. They do start in September. Mm-hmm. Generally, it's a 10 to 3 class, and that includes the civic engagement, civic education. Yes, there's tours or industry speakers, but then there's also leadership training on that day as well. And each of the sessions are different and appropriate kind of to what that day is. Mm-hmm. So whether it's being Ag Day or Healthcare Day or what have you. And so, yeah, I'm really excited about just the variety of teachers and opportunities of what we're going to be able to check out.
So I know you did want to have obviously we'd like to have a lot of people signing up for it. So you'd have to say, I'm sorry, we can't have all of you.
We will limit to class size on that because it was something we want to make sure that each of those classes also do develop their own kind of team within themselves and really be able to build on those relationships in that small group. And so that there is limited spaces, but we do have a couple of spots open and just in time for that to start in September.
Okay. Since you mentioned golf, let's hit golf. We'll talk about golf.
Friday the 13th. I'm excited. Yes, we have our annual golf tournament. That's coming up over at Cedar Point. And I do believe we are sold out of spots of teams, but ultimately, if, you know, give me a call if you really, if you like, gosh darn it, I thought we were signed up. Because we are kind of going through just, and confirming just, with everyone. But
just make sure.
Yep. Absolutely. Exactly. Exactly. And so I'll put you on the waiting list.
and by the way, let's call it our tournament ready course.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's been, so cool. It's so cool to be out there.
Did the NJCAA tournament there. We had a lot of people in town for that. And then turned right around here just last week, the girls 2A championship. Looking for a quick place to go, and are you available?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, a great course, a great clubhouse, to be able to accommodate a large group. And so I'm super proud of what the Clemens have done in that space, and just it's a gem. And and I'm not saying that just because I used to live around there.
Well, I do. I can't obviously let you go without. Let's go. We went to the Public Safety Transportation Committee. Have a parade route.
We do. We have, yeah. And it's not the same as the. I want to make sure because we get a call the next day. So our parade route for Puffer has not changed. So the one that I know was up in question and there was some conversation around was the Boone County Fair. Yep. Fair parade, but the Puffer parade is not changed. So
going up to 7th and over to the school.
Right? Yes. Hancock? Yes. Yep. From Southland. Yeah. And so, but yeah, we're very excited about Puffer. We've got a few different registrations that are open right now to get teams, for example, for our volleyball tournament. Mm. Those are open, as well as the parade. We've got applications open for that and Art in the Park. Plus our downtown market. So all the art vendors, wherever we hope to have you. And so, and we'll actually get out after some committee team meetings,
team meetings.
around golf today. Next on my task list is to get some information out about the music spread that we'll have on that Friday and Saturday and Sunday of Puffer, because it's all lined up.
I mentioned to people that you did caution public safety that we're working on a couple of different things, events that might need a little adjustment in some of the course. And again, we're talking maybe the 5K, see what happens with that.
Right. So, I mean, there's so much opportunity for growth. And certainly, I think, yes, of course, bringing the festival back to September, I think people are really starting to just be able to kind of settle in there and find ways to participate in a different way. And so whether it being partnerships with other organizations or whether it being activities just themselves are growing, our downtown art market is growing exponentially as we speak. Mm. And so making sure that we find just all of these different groups and all these different entities just working well in the sandbox. It's, downtown's very big until you're starting to put,
when you get things
14 different activities
in there,
plus a current, but yes, we're very excited about just the quantity and the quality of all the different groups that are helping with this, and just it's incredible how it all comes together.
People, you want to check on what's going on with Puffer Billy Days, go to your website, chamber website.
I'll tell you right now, I would say go to our Facebook page on Puffer. I will say too that we've now established an Instagram page for Puffer Billy Days, so please follow us there. We're working on the website. That's one thing that we're growing, and in fact we're developing right now.
Okay, so Facebook, easiest way to keep updated, and make contact on things, too.
Yes. Absolutely.
Or call the chamber office. Stop at the chamber office.
Hey, and just I'll say a note there, too. So one of the things that we've made a big initiative for this year. So those who know the chamber, we've done new resident packages, since the dawn of time. We'll have folks that come into the office randomly and just, we're moving to the area, we're looking for this or that. And so we've got just tons of coupons and brochures and just information about the community, maps and directories and such. And so now with we're making a concerted effort to reach out to every single one of our new residents that are coming to the area. Okay. So if I have any members out there who have not given me their information to be a part of that package, please do drop those off.
We need the members. Members, you want the word out about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is an easy way to do it. And I was going to say, you've got a few other people helping around, don't you?
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, people.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. It matters, the people you have in your circle. And so I'm just very blessed.
All right. Jennifer Hansen, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a good golf outing, too.
I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent weather. That's what we need. Thanks for coming in.